Nothing is more important than feeling good. And it doesn't matter beans how you do it. If standing on your head in Times Square is going to do it, terrific. If smelling newly cut wood's going to do it, grand. You can usually find dozens of different oddball ways to turn on if you really, really want to. But there's one way I reserve for when all else fails, because I seem to always resent having to get into it. That last resort for me is finding something positive about whatever irksome thing it was that closed my valve in the first place. All right, let's say, for instance, you're stuck in traffic, okay, because of an accident, and you allow yourself to get really ticked off. All that negative energy is, at this very moment, affecting every other aspect of your life. Mm-hmm. Your job is to get that valve open any way you can. But let's say you've, quote, unquote, tried. A word to take out of your vocabulary, by the way. And nothing's worked. Music didn't work. Buzzing didn't work. Talking to yourself didn't work. Look for anything within the situation or in your immediate surroundings to appreciate or feel good about. Anything. Maybe it's just the fact that your car is operational, or you don't have to go to the John, or the empathy you're feeling for the other poor slobs on the road. Anything to make you feel better. Pretty soon, you'll feel that subtle little click into your feel-good energy, or at least into a feel-better, and your valve is going to slowly open. Now, frankly, tell you the truth, when I'm in a crappy mood, there's nothing I enjoy more than staying there for a while. I still love to bitch and stew because it feels so good. So begrudgingly, I'll find some stupid, dumb, meaningless, insignificant thing about whatever it is I'm mad at that I might possibly begin to consider as a positive aspect of this situation or individual. I'll think of some way to begin talking to myself, almost always with a pout, of course, to pump up whatever positive aspect I was able to muster. The thing that fries me so when I'm in that kind of a mood is that it always works. So, valve opened, mission accomplished. Now I can let go and allow the universe to do its thing. And here's an example. For a number of years, I rented out a little cottage out in back of my property. I had this young couple who insisted on keeping the front porch light on day and night. I talked to them and talked to them about it. Didn't make any difference. They'd leave that blasted thing on until I was seeing stars. And it finally hit me that I was dealing with an utterly pointless valve closer. So one day, reluctantly, of course, I said, all right, I'll find some blasted thing that pleases me about those two and get this valve of mine open. Well, I couldn't, or more properly, I wouldn't. And so the light stayed on night after night. Well, I fumed. Well, all right, they helped me with the yard, and that's a first. They're nice people to have around, so quiet, blah, 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 blah. Pretty soon, I could actually feel the resistance softening, and I jumped on it. Bit by grouchy bit, I expanded the feeling, and before long, I could feel the movement of feel better. No, it wasn't feel good. Energy flowing through me. Now, I gotta tell you, and this is a true story, their light went out that night. And forever after came on only briefly for visitors or groceries. Just remember, when you've got negative feelings of any kind flowing out, even about porch lights, they're doing a lot more than amplifying just that situation. They're acting like the frontline defense of the Dallas Cowboys, blocking all of your wants from breaking through your massive line of negativity. So anywhere you stretch it, no matter what the reason for the negative thought may be, the important thing is that your valve is closed, so get it open. Now, there will be times when the particular want or intent is so foreign to us that we don't know how it would feel. We haven't a clue, particularly if it's something of an emotional nature or related to spiritual matters. How do we find the feeling place of those nebulous kinds of things? There are a couple of ways. And the first one you already know. You fake the feeling of what it might be like to have your desire, talking about it with imagined emotion until your mouth waters and click. That's the direct way. The other is indirect, and one I approach with much reverence, for usually the feelings I'm calling forth are from deeply cherished and very private memories. We've all had them, those special moments in life we can never forget or describe, moments we might call an epiphany. They're touchstones, locked away forever in our own secret treasure chest of life's most precious and significant encounters. On a quiet night, perhaps when the stars are bursting and the air is filled with nightly fragrances, find yourself a comfy spot, relax into the beauty of the moment, and take yourself back in memory to that very special time. What was the flavor of that touchstone to you? Was it awe or unspeakable love or spiritual revelation? When you can find no other way to call forth the feelings of your desire, or in moments of despair when you can find no thing to quiet your pain, when you can find no means to feel other than that which you are feeling, go to your touchstone. There you'll find the comfort of unconditional love from your inner being, your expanded self. Bring your heart's desire as an offering to this feeling and immerse that desire reverently into the healing energies of that remembered feeling. Or do nothing except bask in the feelings of that cherished moment. Rest with it and know that all is well.